Good day, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here at day one of the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. And we're here at the booth for the Fully Informed Jury Association, and we've got a guest to tell us all about it. Tell folks your name.
Hi, I'm Karen Reeves. I'm the founder of the Syntex Community Outreach, and we're here educating about jury nullification. We're representing the Fully Informed Jury Association.
That's such great news because a lot of people don't know their rights as a juror. Tell people what they need to know. First of all, that they need to get on jury duty. That's the first thing. But once they're on jury duty, what do they need to know?
Well, basically, nobody belongs in jail for a plant, and we want to know if you're on a jury and vote your conscience, not according to the law. If it's an unjust law, we want you to vote not guilty and nullify that case. You're not going to be punished for doing that.
Yeah, that's something that a lot of people don't know, is that you as a juror have a right to nullify laws. And that means that even if they've got video evidence, the guy has, you know, you can see that he did it. It doesn't matter. If you think the law is wrong, you can vote not guilty. And it only takes one not guilty on a jury of 12 to be able to hang up that trial. And so it's problematic, though, because these are the kind of things people can't be told in the courtroom, right?
Exactly. It's not against the law, actually, to pass out jury nullification flyers. That is not jury tampering. But you do need to go inside the courtroom and let the court clerk know what you're doing. And they might ask you to stand across the street, but you can do that. It's perfectly legal.
That's good news. And this is something that dates back to, you know, pre-colonial times. It's part of our original English common law, is that juries were kind of like the last check and balance on laws. You know, you've got the Congress that makes the laws, the president that signs them, the Supreme Court that approves that they're constitutional. But that final check and balance is the jury that can say, even if all three branches of government thought this law was okay, we think this law stinks. It's not just to be busting that person. So let people know how they can get more information about this.
Well, first of all, you can go out to our Facebook page, Syntex Community Outreach. It's facebook.com/CTNWAOutreach and FIGA.org, the Fully Informed Jury Association. And I'd like to say that jury nullification needs to be used in Texas big time. It's the only way to keep the government in the hands of the people, for the people, by the people. And we need to do that today. Start today.
That's right. Karen's got it right here. Fully Informed Jury Association, FIGA.org. And give them the Syntex address again.
Syntex, it's facebook.com/CTNWAOutreach.
All right. Thank you so much, Karen, for talking to us and for promoting jury nullification.
Thank you, Russ. I love you, man.
I love you, too. We'll be back after this.